quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
With Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Tonight is NXT. Oh, my favorite show, NXT. Actually, looks like a decent lineup. So we can only pray. I don't want the show to be bad. I want it to be a good show. That's coming up tonight. Then we've got the Dynamite lineup for Wednesday. Of course, last night was Monday Night Raw, with what I thought was a great main event with Finn Balor and CM Punk for the title. So we're going to tell you about that, as well as WWE Unreal, the current and future seasons. We got updates on Hobbs and Yoda Tsuji's first challenger. SmackDown shifting networks as a result of the Winter Olympics. Update on Javon Evans, who was injured during the Raw show yesterday. And plenty more. I do want to start off today. Best wishes to Jim Ross. He will not be on Dynamite this week. Wrote on Monday that he's going to miss the show after suffering a fall. He was stuck in his living room for hours following the incident. But he says he was still able to watch the college football playoffs. I guess you've always have to find a silver lining. He's had a lot of falls of lately, a lot of health issues, battled a cancer, and another bad fall last year. So all the best to Jim Ross. Hopefully he's on the mend, but he will be out of action this coming Wednesday. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. I'm F4WOnline at gmail.com, F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis.
Control is everything to me.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us here today. Stuck at home, Lance.
I am at home.
What the heck's going on?
I'm a person who requires a work visa to be in the States, and unfortunately I'm victim along with Danny Luna and Leon Slater.
Are there more, too?
There would be a few, yeah.
Jeez. Well, I mean, they mentioned the ones on the pay-per-view, but I'm wondering if there were people that weren't booked for TV or the pay-per-view that also have no... Like, do they do all of the visas at the same time? Like, is
well,
how
I don't
do they
know
do
when
it?
I don't know when it started, and again, hopefully no one will get mad. I'm going inside baseball a little bit, but...
Well, they talked about
we
it on
have,
TV.
No, but when I was with WWE and WCW, they got you a P1A, which is an individual visa. Impact, since, you know, I've been here, what, 4 years now, they do a P1B, which is a group, which has many names attached to a single visa, and you get approved as a group. So it will be, now again, there may be other people that have individual ones, but as far as me and the current people, it's an all or nothing situation because it is a group. I believe it's a P1B.
So basically, you're just sitting around waiting for this thing to come through?
Yeah, and hoping there isn't going to be another government shutdown, because I hear there could be.
Mm. Man. Well, can you even watch the show? Like, where's it airing in Canada?
I actually had to pay up and order Sportsnet 360.
Wow.
Because I was hoping, because again, I generally get the, you know, I watch it when I'm there, and then I also, for the taped episodes, I get an advance copy so that I can send talent feedback on their matches and stuff and do office type things. So I always see the show before it airs. So I've never bothered to get Sportsnet 360. And then when we were getting the AMC deal, I'm like, well, I get AMC on my cable package. It's like, I'll probably get the show. And I checked the guide, I checked the television guide a few hours before and realized that they were showing a movie up here. So I guess Rogers, who owns Sportsnet 360, wants to maintain exclusivity in Canada. So AMC Canada doesn't carry it. So I had to, in a rush, order Sportsnet 360 so I could even watch the show. And once I go back to work, I'll cancel Sportsnet 360 because I don't watch sports. And it's hard to watch shows when you're actually at them live.
Person wants to know if Trump is doing something to stop the work visas. Well, it was the government shutdown, right? Didn't that kind of slow everything down for everybody?
I think they were shut down for like 45 days. So I would imagine that puts us a bit behind in time. And there's also been statements that, you know, Trump has demanded that, you know, all immigration paperwork and visas be scrutinized and, you know, looked at closer before approval. So the process.
God, Lance, you were an un-American dude.
Yeah, if they
you ain't ever coming back.
If anybody sends them the photo of me with the upside down flag from 2002.
Guys, listen, I know you're going to think this is a political statement, but Trump is the guy who, when Vince's limo blew up, he like thought Vince was dead.
Called the FBI, didn't he?
He was very concerned. Okay. So if you played an un-American, Lance, on WWE television, and now you're trying to get a visa, I don't know, brother.
Well, I'm hoping the people in the process aren't looking at storylines from television.
This guy says, I'm asking for it. Why? That's literally what happened. It's a very famous story. The limo blew up, and Trump called WWE and had to make sure Vince was okay. It happened. What do you want me to do about it? Now, apparently, speaking of the internet getting up in arms, it says here on the chat, the internet's up in arms about WWE Unreal. Okay? Now, I'm going to read a few things here, and then I want to...
Don't watch it if you don't like it.
I want to make some things clear. This guy says, I'm sure Dave made it up. No, there was actually somebody else that did an interview. Who was it? One of the wrestlers did an interview over the last year, and they also told that same story. That legitimately happened. That's not something that somebody made up.
What same story, Brian?
The one about the limo.
Oh,
we're still talking about the limo. So anyway, from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, new season of WWE Unreal shows how differently SummerSlam 2025 could have looked if early ideas for the show came to fruition. In episode 4 of season 2 of Unreal, whiteboard is listed, showing potential matches for SummerSlam. They include Roman Reigns versus Braun Breaker, a Bella Twins return, Finn Balor bringing back his demon character for a match against Judgment Day stablemate Dominic Mysterio, CM Punk versus Gunther for the world title, Sami Zayn and Seth Rollins, Io Sky versus Naomi for the women's title, Rhea Ripley and Asuka, Jey Uso versus Rusev, Bayley versus Becky for the women's intercontinental title, and as noted, the Bellas against Liv and Raquel. Punk versus Gunther.
That will be their tag team name if they ever form.
Yes. Punther is the only match that happened exactly as was listed. Main event in night one with Seth cashing in on Punk, et cetera, et cetera. So I will just say this, everybody. Okay?
Shows work, folks.
Yeah. I'm not saying, okay, let me make this very clear, okay? I'm not saying that that card is completely made up. Okay, I'm not saying that, but if you recall, there was a whiteboard that was shown in season one that had, I believe, proposed matches for WrestleMania, and there were some very interesting things on that whiteboard, and I was basically told, don't be a mark. So that show is a work, everybody. Obviously, there are... aspects of it that are real, you know. I'm sure there's some real tears here and there, and I'm sure there's some real emotion here or there. But if you don't think that that show is scripted exactly to show you only what they want to show you and nothing more, think again.
The way I would describe them is that Raw is your weekly episodic scripted television show, if you will, and Unreal is the constructed reality show type about it. And if you think reality shows are real, I have a bridge for sale. And it's like they are going to spin things, manipulate things, make the show more interesting by adding emotion and drama and potentially false whiteboards to help them tell a story. If it's on television, there's a work element to it.
And we've also got the next season of Unreal, which is being produced. It has been renewed for season 3, debuting in September of 2026. The focus of it will be, are you ready for this? You want to talk about WWE Unreal? John Cena's retirement. So you're going to talk? They're going to talk about his, you know, his heel turn and his Brock Lesnar returning and attacking Cena. I guess was the last thing we saw in season two, and everything leading up to the match with Gunther. So yeah, that'll be the next season, and that'll be coming up. So yes, Funk Monk V1. That should be interesting. Will it be real? Well.
Aspects of it will be.
There will be some aspects of it that are real, just like everything else. Powerhouse Hobbs, now speculated, as noted. Fightful Select believes he has already signed. That would not surprise me one bit. He probably will debut in the Royal Rumble, for all I know. Or maybe somewhere else. We shall see. But he's heading to WWE. Then we've got the first official challenger for Yoda Tsuji. It is, in fact, Jake Lee. For those of you that watch the Tokyo Dome, could they have picked a worse challenger? The answer is no. However,
no, you would have been worse.
No. You did not watch the Tokyo Dome, Lance. I would not have been worse.
Wow.
I promise you. And I will say that at least they can just get it over with. That's the best I can say about that. But that match is going to be coming up for the IWGP title at the New Beginning in Osaka on February 11th. And we'll talk more about this and plenty more after the break. Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
On the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. SmackDown will be shifting networks as a result of the Winter Olympics, which are, well, they're coming up this winter. And so on February 13th and 20th, I don't know. Where are they? Where are the Olympics this year, everybody?
They're in Italy.
Italy. Thank you, Dom. Dom also alerts me, by the way, that the guy that did that interview talking about Trump and the exploding limo recently and confirming it was, in fact, Triple H. Pretty sure he'd probably know what was going on. So anyway, yeah, they're going to be moving on February 13th and 20th to Sci-Fi, which is astonishing to me because I didn't know Sci-Fi still existed. But they
it's
do.
Like the Spice Network in Korea.
Basically, yeah. Sci-Fi. I don't even know if I have Sci-Fi. So anyway, that's that. 3-hour episodes on Sci-Fi. Last night on Raw, Javon Evans. Did you watch Raw?
I did.
Yeah, what the heck happened with Javon?
My job.
Did they ram each other in the head during that one spot?
Well, they absolutely rammed each other in the head. It looked like both were thinking they were the ones supposed to give the shoulder to the midsection, and they collided heads.
Yeah, they were doing, I mean, the match was like really good when it started. They were doing this great chain wrestling and lots of cool high spots. And then Javon, you know, he ends up on the apron, and him and El Grande, they both go to do that, you know, tackle the, like shoulder tackle through the ropes to do like a sunset flip or whatever. And they both go to do it, but they do at the same time. And they clonk heads, and, like, time just stood still. And it looked, from watching it, like, you know, Javon took the worst of it because he was really rattled. And then, like, he kind of shook it off. And, like, I was concerned, but then he kept wrestling. And everything he did looked really good. Did the springboard lariat going into commercial. I mean, he wasn't stumbling. He wasn't nothing. And then they go to commercial. They come back, and he's on the ground outside, and they announce that the match cannot continue. And it was weird. First, he's holding his wrist. Then he's kind of like massaging up on his shoulder here, and they got him out of there. And then they checked him for concussion, and he got cleared. And so it appears he's all right. So,
And I want to add, because again, especially if it was concussion fears that made them stop the match. I've been to a lot of the Chris Nowinski concussion seminars and stuff. And the one thing that he said to me that stuck in my brain the most was, until you stop a match that didn't actually need to be stopped, you're not being careful enough. Because if you only ever stop the ones where he's clearly really bad, you're missing some. And while it would have been great to let these guys continue and finish their match, because it was good so far and they're both awesome guys, safety, I think, should be a priority. And if he doesn't have a concussion and he'll be fine next week, I think it's worth being safe. And I commend WWE for playing the safe side and looking after the talent.
You know, I was at QFC yesterday. It's a grocery store.
Get your top pot donut.
And I was walking. I thought about it. I was walking through the store, and I saw Cliff, my admin Tony's son. And the kid who, when he was like 4 years old, said that Vinny was a goober. years and years ago on the show.
Smart kid.
And we played that audio over and over. Vinny is a gooba. But anyway, he's now like, you know, 23 or something like that. And he's just looks like a Sasquatch. And I walk in the store and there's Cliff. And I swear to God, he's carrying like 70 bananas.
And he looks like Sasquatch.
He's got this big beard and he's just all hairy and he's carrying like 70 bananas. And I'm like, Cliff, what are you doing? Are you an ape? And he goes, I got to stock up on bananas. And I was like, well, yeah, I can see that. But like, how many bananas do you eat every day? And he goes, usually about 1.5. I'm like, what do you do with the other half of the banana? You eat 1.5 bananas? But then you got 80 bananas. Like, why do you? So anyway, he's walking to the checkout with, and he's got nothing but bananas. He's not got a cart. He's carrying these bananas in his hand like this, and he's carrying them over there. And I'm like, what? I'm just like, I can't help myself. He's my nephew. I'm just belittling him. Like, dude, you got 80 bananas. You're eating 1.5 a day. Like, you know how long these bananas run? So anyway, he's laughing and he starts going over to the checkup area. And like, I can't stop myself. I'm still, you know, shouting at him like an old man about all these bananas. And then right by the checkout, there's a whole thing of bananas. And these ones are 69 cents a pound. I'm like, you should have just got all the, you should have just taken in this whole. Anyway, I walked right into a metal pole. This big giant metal pole that holds up QFC. I freaking ran right into this in my head. It's just like, bing. And, of course, I have to not sell it because, you know, I'm tough. And, man, I kept walking, and I was like, I hope I didn't concuss myself. And so I, like, walked around the QFC for a while, and then when I was safely out of the way, I'm like, oh, my God, my head, my freaking head, dude. And then I'm just imagining, like, the guy upstairs is watching the security camera. Like, I'm sure after hours he just played this on a loop for everybody. Watch this, guys. He's making – this guy's got 50 bananas. And then the other guy's making fun of him. And then he runs into a pole. And they're all laughing. He goes, gets even better. Watch. He goes around the corner here. And now he's selling his head. He was trying – so anyway, I think I'm all right, but I felt for old Javon.
If there's anyone at QFC listening, please share the footage.
God. What else?
I was wondering where this was going. Concussions to QFC.
Yeah, I think I got it. I think I might have got it worse than Javon. It's hard to tell. All right, I think we've gone over most of the other. Oh, we got a Layla Gray update. She tore her ACL in that match with Mercedes Moné. Oh, updated a social media post, and she noted that she had never been injured before. She said that the injury took place when Moné pushed her into the corner buckles. She felt the first pop. She said she was unsure about the severity of the pop. She continued the match. However, things turned serious when she went for the running knee on Moné and felt a second pop. And then she was aware of the injury. She did say, today is January 19th. I have a consultation with the surgeons. It's been over a month since my injury. Finally got to see the surgeon today. Unfortunately, the feedback I got was, I still do not have complete range of motion in my leg, cannot fully extend it, can't bend the knee. Because of that, I need to do more prehab, a month of prehab twice a week, and then they can operate.
Man.
Is that normal?
I've never heard of it.
Like, I thought you tore your ACL, they just go right in and they fix it. Like, how many times has a WWE wrestler torn their ACL and it's like, this Wednesday, they're going to Dr. Andrews? And, I mean, the difference is, you know, and some people are going to get mad. I'm sure we're going to get the usual tribalism. It is completely different in AEW and WWE. If you tear your ACL in WWE, they're going to tell you who you're going to, when you're going, and that's what you're doing. And they're going to pay for it. And you don't get a choice. And in AEW, what they do is you tear your ACL, you pick the doctor, you handle everything, and then there's an app and you get your money reimbursed, basically. And, you know, all of the tribalists, listen, one's not better than the other. I mean, some people prefer one to the other. Some people prefer the other to the other. I mean, there's a lot of wrestlers nowadays that have some weird stuff that they do, and they want to go to their doctor. Well, in AEW, you can do that. In WWE, you can't. They'll send you where you're going to go. On the other hand, you know, you tear your ACL in WWE, you're in surgery Wednesday, and you're back on the rehab trail.
Well, there may have been cases where prehab was required.
It's possible.
Never heard about it.
It's possible. But I've heard positives and negatives about both ways. So stop being stupid and saying that one company is horrible and one isn't. They're both doing it just a different way. Kazarian also mentioned he had been wrestling since last December with a surgically repaired hand. He was out 29 days, or he was 29 days out of a surgically repaired fracture of his first metacarpal bone on his right hand. Suffered the injury versus Bear Bronson on December 7th in a title defense, and he just kept going. So he lost the title, obviously, at the Genesis pay-per-view, which I thought was a good show, Lance. I don't know about you.
Yeah, you're incorrect. He failed to regain the title at Genesis.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he lost it at the television show. Sorry, I forgot about that show.
Now, just to bring up, was it you or was it Vinny? I think it was you.
If it was smart, it was me. If it was stupid, it was Vinny.
Well, you had mentioned that you would have popped with the finish of the main event being him pulling himself up on the ropes and his fingers giving out and him crashing to the mat. It would have been great if he worked his hand in the match. Turns out he had a surgically repaired
hand. Yeah, they should have told us that. That would have made the match even better.
Maybe that will be his excuse.
That's actually a great excuse.
I had a surgically repaired hand. I was in there with a broken hand, and I couldn't pull myself up.
I like that idea. I hope they do that. Thank you, Lance. I appreciate you appreciating my great idea. That's rare.
That you have good ideas?
No, that you appreciate them.
Ah.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show. Thought it was muted. You watch Raw?
You asked me that already. I said yes. I do my job.
Every commercial break, Lance, is like, wasn't there a show you didn't watch like a week ago? There was some show we were going to review and you didn't watch it. Yeah. Can't remember what it was. I do my job. What did you think of the show?
I greatly enjoyed the main event. I thought that was fantastic.
What is as good as that New Japan match? No, sorry. Don't get me started. Go ahead.
I really enjoyed the main event. I generally like both guys, and I thought this was really fantastic. And, I did laugh when Finn couldn't even really do the gimmick with his arms because the crowd was so loud he couldn't hear the music.
That was funny. We didn't mention that. He tried to do the demon gimmick, and the music crescendoed, and he missed it. And then he looked in the camera and said, "I can't even hear the music." They were very loud. It was a very good show, I thought. Main event was awesome. Opened up with a Gunther coming down to the ring for a promo, talking about beating AJ Styles, who came out and said, "Actually, you did not beat me.
I did.
You tapped out." And Gunther is angry. And AJ wants a rematch. Gunther says no. AJ says, "If you're scared, just say so when we can both move on." And Gunther says, "I proved I was smarter and better. There's no incentive for me to wrestle." The answer is no. He goes to leave, but then he stops. And he comes back in and says, "You know what? There might be some incentive here." AJ says, "Name it." Gunther says, "If you want your match at the Rumble, you've got to put your career on the line." And he says, "Okay, just think about it. Think about whether this is a hill worth dying on. And I want your answer by the end of the night," which we shall get to.
And emphasized, "unless you're scared."
By the way, eeks. We just got the ratings for the TNA debut on AMC.
Okay.
Not good. 95,000 and a 0.04. So hopefully it grows from there. I'll just say that. 95,000. Actually, the 18 to 49.04 is actually
not that bad.
I think Collision just did like a 0.03 twice. So that's not a catastrophe. But the 95,000 viewers, I cannot say, like a lot of people were thinking 200,000 or 300,000. So the most recent data available for Impact on Access from 2023 showed the program regularly drew under 100,000 viewers. So this is...
But what does that
I don't know
mean?
What that means. How far under? 50? 30? 80?
Two viewers is less than 100. Yes. And again, I have no idea what it did, so...
All right. Well, that's the update, everybody. That is from WrestleNomics. So when we get more info, we will follow up on it. I want some quarters is what I want. We had Maxine running into Natty backstage. This led to Becky and Maxine for the women's IC title. So we didn't mention this on Observer Radio because I was unaware, but there were Becky was out there and Finn was out there. Finn was a gigantic babyface. Becky was booed. And what we did not see on television is during the break, Becky came out and cut a long heel promo and talked about how much the place sucked and she couldn't wait to get out of there. So and then she worked heel. So that's why she was booed.
Precondition.
And Finn, on the other hand, did nothing but babyface promos. This was his island, he said. He's going to win that title. And they went nuts for the guy. So that's the story. Becky Lynch and Maxine, women's intercontinental title. I thought the match itself, like the actual wrestling match, was on the better end of the ones they've had together. But then in the finish, Maxine went for a spin kick, and she missed Becky by a freaking mile. Becky takes the bump anyway, and that's supposed to be the big move of the match. Goes for the cover. Natty puts Becky's foot on the ropes. Probably thinking there's no way you're getting a win with that missed shot. Come on. And then, of course, Maxine is aghast. Becky hits her with her finish, pins her. And then Natty beat down Maxine. And, you know, the idea was tremendous heat. But the problem was people didn't really want to boo Becky, but she made them. And they didn't really care that much about Maxine. I don't even remember the last time we've seen Natty on TV. So they tried, but nobody cared one bit about this. And they just sat there watching.
I really hope they have an explanation for Natty's turn. The only one I could come up with is this is the last stage of her training from the dungeon. The don't trust anyone.
Possible.
Because other than that, I can't think of anything that would make sense.
We had Pierce meeting with AJ. AJ said he's going to go call his wife. And then Paul runs into Adam Pierce. And Pierce says, you better have these guys on their best behavior tonight. And if you're going to be at ringside, I'm going to be there as well. Had a couple of promos. Finn doing his babyface promo. Jay doing his promo. No Jimmy on this tour. He wasn't there at all. And they announced that next week there's going to be a Fatal 4-Way involving The New Day and three other teams. I don't have in front of me. I think one of them is Alpha Academy or American Made, whichever one. But anyway, and actually, what is the match? I've actually got it way up here.
Well, while you look it up, I just want to point out, I was disappointed that Michael Cole pointed out that AJ's retiring in 2026 and tried to make that seem like him putting his career on the line this early bigger. I'm like, they do like 20 matches a year. It's like putting his career on the line now is risking, what, 10, 12 matches? Well, didn't seem like he was putting a lot on the line.
I also didn't like how Michael Cole said...
that Javon was Kofi Kingston?
That was also a bad one. But he said something like AJ was making a... I forget. I'll get to it here in a minute. But anyway, the match is New Day, American Made, and American Alpha, and Los Americanos. So that's Raw for next week.
A lot of Americans, American Maids, and...
Yeah. Is that all the correct team names? That's what's written here. So then we had Raquel, Jay, New Day, Vision, and Rey Mysterio versus Dragon Lee and Penta. They had a good match with a screwjob finish that I actually liked. Because they're doing all these near falls there at the end, and then Paul Heyman ends up giving the brass knucks to, where was it here?
Theory.
Was it Theory?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Logan throws the knucks to Theory, but the ref catches him. Pierce then grabs the knucks, gets into a giant argument with Heyman. Pierce is just screaming at this guy, and in doing so, he accidentally drops the knucks. Rey grabs them, clobbers Theory, and Penta hits the Canadian Destroyer and gets the pin. So this is now the second week in a row that in some way or another, Adam Pearce is screwed with Paul Heyman's crew, whether he meant to or not. And so they go backstage, and Heyman says, you know, Pearce, you're the best GM Raw's ever seen. Everybody's going to miss you when you're gone. And Pearce goes, is that a threat? Heyman goes, nah, but you know what? You might want to take that phone call. And in fact, Pierce's phone is ringing. He takes the call. He's not happy.
I really hope Paul accuses Adam Pierce of paying off the sound guy and assaulting him with the boom mic.
Yeah. Then we had, that boom mic just flew into the screen. God. We had Rhea and Io coming out for a promo, and they're talking about the match with Liv and Roxanne at Saturday night's main event. Liv and Roxanne interrupt, vow to win the titles on Saturday. And then Liv goes, I got advice for you, Io. Rhea's gonna turn on you someday. She always does. Rhea's disgusted. Huge brawl breaks out, and the heels lay out the baby faces. And it was a good, simple angle to set up Saturday night's main event title match. And they're all in the Rumble. So we set that up as well. They really tried to start promoting the Rumble, finally, with a week and a half left. Maybe, I'm sure the Rumble's going to do fine. But very bad build. They've been concentrating on other things. Becky's, Bailey's flipping out, and Lyra tries to calm her down. We had the Javon El Grande Americano match, which we talked about. And then Finn Balor cuts his babyface promo for the main event. Fans are just going wild for this guy. So Adam Pearce meets with Paul Heyman's crew. He says, you know, I want Braun in the building next week. I want to talk to him eye to eye like a man, smooth things over. Paul says, you know, if I got the phone call you got, I'd want to smooth things over too. Pearce goes, not about the phone call. We're both grown men. Handle things like men. Paul goes, well, I'll be happy to have him here. But you better make sure you're on your best behavior. And then AJ walks in. He says, I talked to my wife. It was one of the few times I've heard her cuss. She told me to kick his ass. So Pierce says, all right.
Is that a cuss in the Styles household?
It must be. You can say it on the radio, but apparently not in the AJ household. And then the match is on. They go to Michael Cole. Michael Cole goes, I love AJ, but that was a huge mistake. I was like, can't you say, like, that's a big gamble? Like, I argued about this with Dave last night. He's like, well, they got to sell it. I was like, yeah, you do sell it. But why would you say it's a huge mistake? Because by saying it's a huge mistake, you basically are putting virtually no faith in the guy, even though a week ago they had a match and Gunther tapped out. So go ahead and say it's like a gamble. It is a gamble. But he beat the guy last week. You can't say it's a huge mistake. I didn't like that line.
AJ's a top star. You're 100% correct. You can say it's a huge gamble. You'd say it's something you wouldn't do. But to say it's a mistake is unproductive and quite probably wrong.
We had a segment. Asuka's freaking out backstage. She says, Kairi, you failed. You embarrassed me. You lost last week. It hurt almost as much as Io turning on me. And Kairi's weeping. I promise I'll help you win the Royal Rumble. I'll do anything. Asuka says, you're a good girl. Now don't make me yell at you again. It's a bizarre storyline.
It's a bizarre relationship. It's like a mother-daughter abusive relationship.
This person here, Brandon, says, in some Christian households, saying ass is a swear word. May apply to AJ's household. So there you go. CM Punk and Finn Balor for the WWE title. I love this match.
This was really good.
I thought this match was awesome. We got
a clean finish in a great match in a main event. That's like four thumbs up.
Finn Balor is not going to win most underrated because Javon exists. But he should, actually. Finn Balor, I actually think, is more underrated than Javon. This guy, last several years, he's just in the Judgment Day. He's playing video games. He'll have a tag match here and there where he looks good. But he came out here. He did his old school demon entrance.
He wasn't the demon entrance.
Well, he did the music. You know what I'm talking about. But the point is, he came off as like, I mean, he could be the biggest star in the business or one of them. And instead, he's just like a guy playing video games. He came back in NXT and had the same music and did the same babyface gimmick, and like they ate it up. And he was incredible in this match. This was the best Finn Balor match I've seen in I don't even know how long. And it wasn't like he can't do this every week if he wanted to. He's just never in the position to. And they had an incredible match. And of course, Punk beat him clean with the GTS. But you guys got to go out of your way to see this match. Like, I don't want to hear this crap about how, you know, and I hear it weekly. There'll be some great AEW match, and people will go, yeah, that's why I like AEW. You'll never see something like this in WWE. Stop! This match was awesome. It's as good as any match you'd see anywhere. And Finn was incredible. And Punk did a great job. I mean, this match was awesome. And then Punk helped him up afterwards, and I don't know what he told this guy, but it was just like, thanks, man. That was awesome. Hugs him. He's supposed to shake his hand. He hugs him, too. And then the show ends with Punk celebrating, and Finn's out there, and he's just looking at the ring, thinking about his life.
Are Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. Tonight is everyone's favorite program, NXT. Josh Briggs and Shiloh Hill, ladder match qualifier. Eli Knight and Sean Legacy, ladder match qualifier. And actually, I hate this show of late, but I mean, I'm a fair guy. Josh Briggs and Shiloh Hill should be really good. Eli Knight and Sean Legacy actually could be great if they like let him have time. Ethan Page and Ilya LaFleur should be really, really good, maybe great. And then we've got the number one contendership for the TNA Knockouts tag titles, Sol Ruken, Zarya, Fatal Influence, and Kendall Gray and Rin Sinclair in a three-way. So that's tonight. That actually could be the best NXT show in, like, forever, if they don't screw something up. Which actually has been the problem with NXT lately, screwing everything up, so we'll see what happens.
And you said that was a number one contenders for the TNA Knockouts tag titles? So they will face the Elegance brand?
That is what's going on. And then Dynamite's got Death Riders, Don Callis' family in a street fight. Mina and Tony versus Megan and Penelope. Samoa Joe and Speedball. Swerve and Kevin Knight. Kenny Omega and Josh Alexander. And MJF will be in the building. So that also looks like a very good show.
Swerve and Kevin Knight, I would imagine, would be quite good.
And then Impact on Thursday. The System introduces a new member.
Yes, that was announced on the premiere that Dango is going to name a replacement.
Elena Black will speak. Indy Hartwell versus M by Elegance. Jeff Hardy versus Mustafa Ali in a Feast or Fired match. Who's getting fired?
Who did you say was in it?
It doesn't say. It just says feast or fired match. So that's interesting.
That's usually three title shots and a pink slip.
Yeah. All right, we got to wrap it up, everybody. I'll be back later on tonight. Brian and Vinny, Granny and Craig and Sean show. TNA Impact from 20 years ago this week. Granny and more. Back tomorrow with Filthy Tom. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.